104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:08, up to 4 today. Windy, what is the wind chill right now, Mel? What is your guess?
22 below.
The wind chill currently 18 below.
That's close.
Actually, the temperature is 2 above right now.
Oh.
7 inches of snow coming on Thursday.
Shut your mouth.
I wish I could, but I would probably get in trouble. Well, I got a job to do here.
Okay.
I could maybe shut it a little more than I do. I'll freely admit.
Yeah.
So yesterday, this was kind of amusing. Burger King's official Twitter account got hacked.
It is pretty funny.
And the hackers put up a McDonald's logo and started promoting McDonald's, which kind of sounds bad. But on the good side of all this, they got tens of thousands of new followers and people talking about Burger King's Twitter account. So
yeah,
there you go. That you don't get that kind of publicity very often. So you can't say it's all bad. I would still be annoyed that it happened.
Yeah. But
now we're going to get copycats. People are going to have their official Twitter accounts hacked and someone's going to put up the competitor's logo and then it's going to be, you know, all these people following it now. And yeah,
yeah. You know,
people do it as a stunt to get more people to follow them on Twitter.
Right. But they did say, they did finally tweet 9 hours ago and said, interesting day here at Burger King, but we're back. Welcome to our new followers. Mm-hmm. Hope you all stick around.
Yeah. They did not have it their way yesterday.
No, they did not. They had a whopper of a day.
I love making up medical conditions.
You're making them up?
Well, you know how it seems like there will be these new, and I'm not saying all of them, but there are new medical conditions all the time for everything that could possibly give you an excuse for something.
Right. Okay.
Apparently, you got a new one in your pocket, and this one's going to come in handy for you, especially.
All right.
You're not late all the time because, you know, you're bad at time management or inconsiderate or rude or whatever. No, you're late because you're addicted to being late. A lateness addiction.
No.
A new study out of San Francisco State University found that about 17% of people are chronically late.
Uh-huh.
And according to psychologists who analyzed the study, the people who were chronically late all shared similar traits. They procrastinated more, had more trouble with self-control, and had trouble focusing.
I have trouble focusing.
Those are signs of that chronic lateness might be ingrained in as a part of our personality.
No, I just have an addiction to my snooze button.
That sounds more likely.
Yeah.
The researchers say, quote, telling a late person to be on time is like telling a dieter not to eat so much. I think what this comes down to is lack of self-control. You're not addicted to lateness.
No, I'm not. I don't like being late. It's just I have an addiction to hitting the snooze button.
And I have an issue staying on, not staying on task, but getting off task.
Yeah.
I'll have trouble staying on tasks if I don't like them.
Right.
But if I'm really into what I'm doing, then I'll all of a sudden look at the clock and it's like, oh crap, I'm late.
That'll happen.
That happens to me all the time. Yeah. So, yeah. I don't think you're addicted to being late, though.
I don't think so.
I think you're addicted to lazy.
No,
if you're late all the time.
Snooze button.
Are you? Yeah, but you're late even when it's not in the morning, though.
That's not true.
You're like, or just in time. Or like couple, 1-2 minutes late.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm. Just early in the morning.
That's the only time you're late?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Positive?
Yeah.
Should we make some calls?
Who do you want to call?
I don't know.
Ghostbusters. That's all I could think of when I said we
wow.
call.
That was.
That's what popped into my head.
Yeah, it's time to get off
go.
The stage.
Yeah.
News is next. Hang on. The hot
morning sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 725 for today. It's zero now. Yay. 7 inches on Thursday.
Shh.
So the site Crack.com put out a list of 5 depressing realities behind popular reality TV shows.
Oh, goody.
Yeah. Now, yay. They did not resort to the most obvious one that none of the couples from The Bachelor stay together.
They didn't
except
have
for
that
the
on
one.
The list?
No, it's too obvious.
Oh.
I mean...
I know, but that should be
there's
on
only
the list.
One that did stay together. And
after
that was just
how
dumb,
many?
And that
like
was just
20?
That was dumb luck.
Yeah.
Here is the list. Along with some of the stuff they said on the site. No one from The Biggest Loser can keep the weight off.
That's sad.
Almost every Biggest Loser winner has gained back a chunk of the weight that they lost. And they aren't doing anything except training on the show. Once it's over, they go back to their normal lives, which typically do not include a controlled diet and exercise. And they can't possibly continue a weight loss program as intense as the one on the show. I mean,
when it's
a full-time job like that.
Right. But, I mean, you think that they would be able to take some of what they learned into their life.
You would think, yeah. The people on Extreme Makeover Home Edition can't afford to keep their new homes.
That's so sad, too.
The producers of the show, they cover all the costs of construction, but the lucky homeowners are left to maintain it on their own. The taxes, utility bills usually go up because they're going from a shack to a palace.
Right.
You know, you go from a $80 a month electric bill to $200 and some probably.
Mm.
Yeah. The other thing, when I saw them do that house up by Brookings.
Yeah.
The other thing that kind of ruined it for me as far as the reality show part. You know, Ty Bennington comes out there. It's like they went into the house.
Yeah.
And then they stopped and went back out again and then did it again going into the house for the first time. Reality, my foot. Oprah makes people pay for their free cars. Sort of.
Well, duh.
They have to pay tax on the prize. So.
Yeah. That's a duh. Know. I mean, you go on The Price is Right or any of those, you know you're paying taxes on that stuff.
And like when we give stuff away, anything, I think it's $600,
yeah,
the
$600.
IRS makes us send you out the deal.
Yeah.
You can win up to $600 and you don't have to pay any taxes on it. But once you hit that $600 mark, I think, don't quote me on it, but I'm pretty
that's
sure
true.
That's what it is. Well, technically you should pay on everything you ever win, but. And then on Storage Wars, the people that love this show, love this show. I tried watching it a couple times, and I found it incredibly boring.
I don't mind it.
Here's the deal.
I like the auctioneer part of it.
Storage Wars capitalizes on people's misfortune, and it's probably staged.
Really?
The reason these abandoned treasures are abandoned is that the original owners of the units failed to make their rent payments.
Mm-hmm.
This is because they could no longer afford them due to unemployment, homelessness, hence putting all their stuff into a storage locker, divorce, illness, or maybe they had died. And weren't able to pay. And there also have been accusations that the show is fake, particularly from a former star named Dave Hester, who claimed that the producers would plant valuable items in otherwise worthless lockers and that the auctions themselves were scripted.
Hmm.
Kind of like WWE.
Well, that's kind of sad, too.
Well, if they just said, hey, this is fake, so what?
Nobody would watch it then.
Yeah, but... Is there really that many people watching it right now?
I think they have some pretty good viewership on it.
I mean, because there's another show I know of on cable that lots of people are watching.
Yeah, because that's real.
I didn't say it was real. If you're going to have good drama, good drama is good drama.
Yeah.
Just make it good drama and tell us it's drama. You know, no one's... Hey! There's no such thing as zombies! No one's saying that.
Okay. As long as you don't believe that there's really zombies and that the zombie apocalypse really is going to happen.
Well, it could. It wouldn't actually be dead people rising from the dead, though.
I am rolling my eyes right now.
No. I saw this show that it would be...
Oh, of course you did.
It would be... No, listen.
Was it on the History Channel?
No, National Geographic.
Oh, even better.
No, if there was, it would be like... a form of rabies, kind of like, did you ever see 28 Days Later?
I think so.
They weren't dead rising from the dead. They weren't dead and then came back to life. That's pretty much impossible. But like some sort of neurological virus, like weird form of rabies.
That'll make people potentially eat other people.
Well, not necessarily eat other people, but attack. I mean, rabies just makes animals aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And it affects the brain.
And if they did get bit by somebody with rabies, then they would probably get rabies as well.
Right. And rabies takes forever to incubate and, you know, become symptomatic. You know, but if it started happening faster, rabies virus.
Zombie apocalypse is actually rabies.
If it were to actually happen, it would be something like that, is what the show said. That's all.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's going to happen.
I feel such a stretch here. Stretch.
No, it's plausible. That's all they said. It could potentially happen.
There should be some shows blocked from your TV.
Okay. Gleek.
I'd much rather be a Gleek than think that they're we're
pardon
gonna all
me
get
for watching
a rabies
television shows
virus
that are educational
people.
It didn't say it happened or is going to happen. It just said it's plausible. That's all. Oh my.
Who's the geek?
Pardon me for learning something. My bad.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hey, hi.
What up?
Yo.
Hi.
This is
Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Mindy McCready shot and killed her late boyfriend's dog before turning the gun on herself. Yeah, this just came out. Here's one. Oh, also, one more last bizarre twist to all this. Mindy recently hired a private investigator named Dano Hanks. Yes, like the Dano on Hawaiian 5-0 to help her make a video of a song called I'll See You Yesterday. Dano thought this video was made to help people deal with loved one suicide, but he now believes that he was helping Mindy write her suicide note. Finally, Mindy's PR people issued an official statement saying, as you expect, they're asking for sensitivity and quiet. They're also working out details to a public memorial in Nashville. And the New York Post claims X Factor has dumped Khloe Kardashian, who hosted season 2 alongside Mario Lopez.
Yay.
No official word on that yet. I know. Thank goodness, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole thing was ridiculous. And that's Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
And also, guess who's got a baby bump? Fergie does!
Yeah.
She's having a baby! This is what happens when you hump with no protection for your junk. Joshua Mel is a hunk and gave Fergie a baby bump.
A bump, a bump, a bump, a bump. A bump, a bump, a bump, a lovely baby bump. Check it out. Her boobs will grow like crazy with milk made for the baby. If you go and do the humping, soon you will be breast pumping. Gerber, great, go Pampers. Strollers, cribs, and hampers. Fergie's hips start flaring. Stretchy jeans she be wearing. 9 months in the making. Her back will be aching. Her water will be breaking. There'll be no more menstruating. A touch of Fergalicious with Josh's big assistance. It's Fergie's little fetus. It's birth, I'm sure they'll tweet us. A bump, a bump, a bump, a bump. A bump, a bump, a bump. A lovely baby bump.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Oh, wow. We went all out there, didn't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was some of our finest work.
Congratulations, Fergie yeah. and Josh Duhamel.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the baby will come out looking like a cat?
No.
With a stretched face?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
You mean Fergie wasn't born looking like that?
No.
Oh, she wasn't?
No, stop doing that. You're creepy. You look like the Joker.
Vault number for today is 55. Know all three numbers on Friday, and you will win a $50 party tab to the vault. Pretty slick. All right, so you have a friend with a conundrum that we didn't exactly get permission, but I want to talk about it anyway.
Yeah.
And no one will know who it is anyway.
No. So she's been dating this guy for like 6 months.
Yeah.
She found a receipt last week from Victoria's Secret in his wallet. I don't know why
she
was going
through
his
wallet.
I don't know.
Okay. Did you chastise her for that?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, she figured that he was going to give her something from Valentine's Day from Victoria's Secret.
Mm-hmm.
And Valentine's Day, as we know, came and went. And he took her out to dinner, got her flowers, got her a necklace, but nothing from Vicky's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's my question, first of all. Did she check the date on the receipt?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. It should have been a Valentine's. It was recent.
Because, like, I just pulled a receipt out of my wallet the other day. That was from 2011. I don't know why I was carrying it around in my wallet.
Weird.
I just was.
Sometimes I keep, you know, receipts in there for a little while, but...
And it wasn't even for anything I would need to take back.
Weird.
It was, like, for gas.
You just stuffed it in there to be quick, probably.
Yeah, I just put it in there, I think, whatever. But, so is she going to confront him?
I told her that she should, but she doesn't really know what to do. And I told her I would. I would say something, even though she probably feels bad for going through his wallet.
Yeah. Because then what if he was giving it to her later?
Doubtful. There's...
What if there was a sale?
I kind of... Okay.
They're going to go somewhere this summer and he wanted to give it to her.
No, I kind of feel like there's going to be a breakup either way here.
Okay.
Because I feel like he's going to be mad that she went through his wallet.
He should be.
Yeah. He should be. I'm not saying that that was right.
Yeah.
Because obviously there's some trust issues, but...
Yeah.
But also, there was no Victoria's Secret... given on Valentine's Day, so it's fishy. So there's got to be something going on.
But it could also be completely innocent.
How so?
Maybe he got something for his sister.
Right.
What was it for? It was for lingerie?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay.
It's not plausible that he got it for his sister.
Well, no, it's not. I was making a joke.
I know.
Should she confront him? 361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com. I don't know what I would do.
I think that she has to.
How long have they been dating?
6 months. I mean, the fact that she went through her wallet, like, that makes me think that she's already feeling suspicious about something.
Okay.
Because women don't usually go through the wallet unless they have a feeling.
361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 755, up to 4 today. A little windy. It's 0 right now. I got a text message here that says, I would father more evidence before confronting him so she doesn't look like a fool and prevent a potential surprise and or ruin any trust. The next text message said, stupid autocorrect, gather more evidence, not father more evidence.
I was like, father?
Yeah. I love autocorrect.
I was a little confused there for a second.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So was I. But then I saw the next text message and then it all made sense. So this friend of Mel's went snooping through her boyfriend's wallet, boyfriend of 6 months, found a receipt for Victoria's Secret. And there was no lingerie given on Valentine's Day.
Right.
Now she's freaking out about it and doesn't know if she should confront him or not. I don't know. I think there's a lot of things it could be.
I would.
Let's see. Sarah is on the phone. How are you, Sarah?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
Pretty good. So the confrontation on the Vicky's receipt, would you confront him?
Yes, I would, but has anybody considered it might have been for himself?
Do they sell anything for himself?
Not the local stores.
No, no. Some men like wearing women's underwear and other things. And it doesn't make them necessarily gay or you know, cross-dressers. I had a friend in high school who, he liked women's underwear, and he was like the straightest guy ever. So, I mean, it's possible it was for him, and, you know, she should just confront him. I doubt, you know, that's going to be the issue. But
again, weird. Information that she should know about.
Weird, but plausible.
Yeah.
I guess. Weird. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for the call, Sarah.
Yep. But have a good day.
I did get a text message that said, did she check what he purchased? You can buy men's cologne at Victoria's Secret.
There is men's cologne there. It was
Are
not
you
cologne.
Sure she checked the receipt?
It was not cologne.
Okay. I have a couple other questions I'm going to want you to text or email her.
Okay.
Here.
All right.
That's going to be one of them. What was purchased? Does she know what was purchased or did she just see the receipt and freak out?
Okay.
And does she know what the date was? Is All another right. one. Let's see. Chantel is on the phone. How are you, Chantel?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So do you think she should confront him?
Like by saying she has a friend that works there, that's seen him there.
Okay, yeah.
There you go.
so it wouldn't be like...
So lie to him, that's, yeah.
Kind of, in a way. I mean, kind of he's lying to her, so...
Well, it's not lying if there's nothing behind it.
Well, if it's a secret, though.
There's a receipt.
Well, there are still some secrets that are okay in a relationship, especially one that's only 6 months old.
I don't think that's
but not
one.
Cheating.
And if, yeah, but I mean, you're assuming he's cheating.
What else could it be?
Does he wear that stuff?
Well, I don't know, but...
Maybe he's a cross-dresser.
Maybe it's for her later on, not on Valentine's Day. Or, this is also incredibly plausible, and you cannot argue this, he forgot about it.
He forgot that he...
I have forgotten to give people gifts that I bought them.
No,
I still have a soap dispenser with a dancing monkey on it that I meant to give Kyle and Stephanie for their wedding, and I totally forgot I had bought it.
A dancing monkey.
Yes.
Weird. Okay, but here's the deal. If you bought stuff at Victoria's Secret for your girlfriend, it's very doubtful that you just forgot.
It's still plausible.
No.
Come on.
You want to see that on her. That's why you bought it.
Of course I do. It doesn't mean I don't forget it leaving the house.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay. Uh-uh. Well, thanks for the call, Chantel.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.
A dancing monkey?
Yeah, seriously. I forget to give people gifts because I'll stash them somewhere and then I forget about them.
Well,
and then I forget.
Just mail it to him. A dancing monkey?
Yeah, and this little soap dispenser, like the push down thing.
Okay.
There's a little solar panel on the front and like when the light's on, it'll start to move.
That's creepy.
It's not as creepy as it sounds.
Okay, but it sounds really creepy.
It's a very little kit. They had it on their registry, and it was a silly thing, so I was going to get the silly thing off their registry.
Still sounds creepy.
It's not. I'll take a picture of it and show it to you. Okay. It's not as creepy as it sounds.
I totally want to see it.
It's pretty awesome, actually.
It sounds awesome.
I love it. I don't have any soap in it, but I love it in the basement bathroom. Anyway.
So you just have it there with no soap in it?
Well, I just haven't put any in it.
Oh. So you decided to keep the gift for yourself? Well,
their wedding was a year and a half ago.
Oh, you still could have mailed it.
Well,
happy anniversary.
Okay,
here's your dancing monkey.
Someone else probably got it off the registry. I don't know.
You should find out. Hey, Kyle. Did you get the dancing monkey?
Did anyone get you the dancing monkey soap dispenser for your wedding?
Inquiring minds want to know.
361-5557. Email or text, not about the dancing monkey soap dispenser. Okay, ask her.
The date?
The date, okay. If she knows the date of the receipt.
Okay.
If she knows exactly what was purchased.
Okay.
And
what else?
Well, that's about all I can think of.
That's it? Those two questions?
Those are the two big things.
Okay.
If she knows exactly what was purchased.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I will find out.
Okay.
I'm not going to say her name, but I will text her.
Okay. 361-5557. Email or text am at hot1047.com. It's 8 o'clock, hot104.7.
Hot1047.com.